From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the 26th day of November 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting occasional rain and snow showers for today before 4 p.m., then a chance of light rain. It'll be high near 39 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 80%. For Tuesday night, the rain could become heavy at times with a low of 36 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 100%. New precipitation amounts between 1 to 2 inches as possible. We'll run down the weather for the next 3 days in a moment, but first, here's what's in the local news. At the top of the news, in Athens, the citizens take the power line issues to the village board. Sam Sebrin of the WGXC newsroom is reporting that 1 week after its presentation to the town board, the newly established Athens Citizens Development Committee was present for a meeting at the Athens Village Board on Monday. Committee spokesman Ralph Fabaccio offered a statement laying out the group's position on several power line projects currently under consideration for Athens. Fabaccio specifically called for the village board to oppose the West Point Partners buried D.C. power line project. Board member Bob June asked what aspects of the West Point project were of the greatest concern to the group. Fabaccio responded.
Our main concern, we all have concerns about the project as a whole, but I would have to say in all honesty, we are concerned about the route.
Athens Mayor Chris Pfister stated that it is so far unclear what the benefits of the West Point project would be for the village. Former village mayor and Athens Citizens Development Committee member Andrea Smallwood spoke about the decision to locate the WWP converter station on land zoned rural residential and open space conservation. Those zoning designations were created as part of the Athens 2007 Comprehensive Plan. The Comprehensive Plan was partially state funded and created to support and preserve the quality of life in Athens, Smallwood said. Power line projects currently under consideration are all part of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's Energy Highway Initiative to bring additional power downstate. None of the projects provide power to Athens or the communities in the region. You'll find the full audio of the Athens City Development Committee's presentation and discussion with the Village Board on the WGXC website, newsroom.wgxc.org, courtesy of WGXC News reporter Sam Sebrin. Sebrin is a member of the Athens Citizens Development Committee. Over in Claverick, the value of the Okawamik School declines by half. Mary Shields is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors has accepted an appraisal of the former Okawamik School, setting the value of the building at $700,000. The county paid $1.5 million for the property located on Route 217 in Claverick 5 years ago. The building is presently used primarily for storage. At the time the county bought the 77,600-square-foot structure and the 24 surrounding acres in 2008, the plan was to use it to house the County Department of Social Services, Probation Department, and other county agencies. Public opposition to relocating public service agencies outside the city of Hudson, along with the cost of rehabilitating the building for use, thwarted the county's plan. Other ideas for use of the former school since have gathered little support. You'll find that full story in the Columbia paper. And in our final story, the Greenport Planning Board is to consider two housing projects. Arthur Cusano is reporting in the Register Star that the Greenport Planning Board will consider two site plan applications for housing projects on Tuesday, November 26th. The board will hear an update on plans for the former Greenport Elementary School located at 158 Union Turnpike. The construction group JMS Collective of Athens plans to convert the property into a four-story residential housing complex. It is not yet known how many units or what kind of housing is planned. Also on the planning board agenda is a proposed affordable housing apartment complex on Jocelyn Boulevard. That plan was submitted by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties Incorporated and will include 66 units. You'll find that full story in today's Register Star. As for the weather, the National Weather Service of Albany issued a special weather statement for our area on the period of light snow and snow showers that is sweeping across our region this morning. They expect it to linger until 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. Up to 1 inch of snow is expected during this time. Motorists should expect slippery travel conditions for the morning commute. A break in the precipitation is expected during midday before snow redevelops across the region late in the afternoon in association with the main storm system approaching for Tuesday night and Wednesday. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting occasional rain and snow showers before 4 p.m., then a chance of rain. It'll be high near 39. The chance of precipitation today is 80%. For Tuesday night, more rain, and that rain could be heavy at times with a low around 36. The chance of precipitation is 100%. New precipitation amounts between 1 and 2 inches are possible. For the next 3 days on Wednesday, we'll have rain with a high near 49 degrees. New precipitation amounts between 1 and 2 inches possible. Wednesday night, a chance of rain and snow showers before 10 p.m., then a chance of snow showers. It will be cloudy with a low around 25. And as for Thursday, Turkey Day, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 31 degrees. Thursday night, rain before 7 p.m. The rain could be heavy at times with a low around 17. And for Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 33 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 17. Sunrise this morning was at exactly 7 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:26 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, the 26th day of November 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.